You would expect the writings of a soldier on the battlefield to be different from the writings of a person sitting in his quiet study during a time of peace. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a look at the book of Proverbs. This is the way the Psalms contrast with Proverbs. David, the psalmist, lived during violent times. He was chased and tormented. He fought mighty battles with the enemies of Israel. During the times of victory, his soul soared to the heights of praise. During tempestuous and dangerous days and nights, his soul sank to terrible lows, only to rise again to wild cries of ecstasy in his love for God. Proverbs, however, proceeds from page to page on an even keel. You find quiet, sound counsel on a variety of subjects. This counsel is set in the framework of short, unconnected sayings, put in such a way as to stick in the mind. What is the subject matter of Proverbs? They run the gamut of human experience and practical affairs of life with a special emphasis on personal righteousness and the fear of God. You will find subjects such as wisdom, what it is and how to get it, knowledge, morality, purity of life, diligence, self-control, faith, and giving. Proverbs gives instruction in how to use your money wisely, consideration for the poor, control of the tongue, kindness to enemies, the choice of companions, the wisdom in avoiding evil women, and praise to the good and virtuous woman, and training of children. It gives us guidelines for the rewards of hard work and honesty, the avoiding of sloth and idleness, the sin of laziness, and the downfall of the sluggard. It tells us of the blessings of cheerfulness and common sense. These and many other subjects are dealt with in this book. Over and over again, the Bible illustrates God's reaching out to man with his guidance and instruction in a variety of ways and methods. He has shown us how to live, and we have little excuse for missing the mark and not having God's best for our lives. Proverbs does not express these truths in a thus saith the Lord fashion, as does the law of Moses, where these things are taught as the direct command of God. Rather, they are expressed as coming out of the experience of one who tried out and tested to the full just about everything that man can get involved in. Proverbs says these things which God commanded have been proved by experience to be the best for man. The essence of wisdom is the fear of God and the keeping of His commands. God uses every possible method, command, precept, and example, convincing man that His way is best and that His word is true and the best guide for living. The book is more than just a collection of wise sayings. They were given at a time when radical change was blowing in the wind. It was a time of great wealth and luxury, with the accompanying sins and vices. With the increase of wealth came new temptations to ignore the old ways that applied to a simple agricultural people. Sudden wealth brought new dangers to the youth of the land. Much of Proverbs is given over to the teaching of the young men of the day, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil.